Looking to transform your family game nights? At Perfectly Picked Games, we specialize in family games that bring everyone closer. Our games aren't just fun. Kids and teens will learn how to take turns, develop basic strategy skills, and understand the thrill of winning and grace of losing. With our exclusive gift of games, you can give months of gaming excitement to your family. Choose a 3-month or 6-month gift, and we'll deliver hand-picked family games to your doorstep every month. And here's the best part. Right now, you can use the promo code GOLDENMOJO and receive 20% off your selected plan. Don't miss out on this exclusive offer. Use promo code GOLDENMOJO and save 20% today at Perfectly Picked Games.
My Golden Image podcast listeners, it is I, Golden J, hanging out with 3-time podcasting favorite Chico Noise and 1-time podcasting Jedi. It is the Skywalker. What's up, boys?
Tired.
Did you have a busy weekend, did you?
I wouldn't say busy, but I'm just kind of wiped. I think that staying up till almost 1 in the morning kind of kicked me in the butt.
Oh, it'll do that. You gotta prime yourself for things like that.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you get old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
not
is...
there yet.
But you're getting damn close. At least you're not like the Skywalker, you know, a 30-year-old man in a 50-year-old man's body.
I'm feeling it this week, man. Feeling it this week.
What did you got going on this week?
I was just hell at work, and then I get home Friday, and my wife's torn up the whole garage, and so I just... I pulled out the golf clubs and just sat in the backyard and hit plastic golf balls at the fence.
How'd that work out for you?
It went really well. I think I finally figured out how to use my irons. So
there you go.
Practice, practice, practice.
I went and bought myself some practice balls too, but they're still sitting here on my desk, so I haven't even had a chance to go out and knock them around, but. If I don't know, man, is the weather supposed to get any better? We're just going to stay cold for a minute.
Be cold for a minute.
Stay cold.
All right. Well, I guess those practice balls will stay right there for now. Oh, I didn't do anything exciting this week either. Recorded podcasts and Skywalker got my computer back up and running from the big crash a couple weeks ago.
Big crash.
Seems to be running pretty good right now. So I think I sat in here all day and edited podcasts. So that was fun. That was a good time.
Yeah, don't look at the forecast. It'll just make you sad.
Oh, come on, man. Hit me with it. What are we looking at?
I already closed it, but I saw snow at least 3 days this week. So,
oh, man, everybody's freaking out a little bit today with the snow.
Final winner. Last winner.
Hey.
Second winner? Third winner.
Did we have a first winner?
Yeah. It was about 2 days.
Oh, okay. Is that when it was like negative degrees?
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, I don't miss that. I definitely 2 days of that and that was good. They didn't need any more of that, so for sure.
Don't want it.
Not at all.
Bring on the warm weather.
I don't know, man. I miss like Indiana weather when I was a kid. You know, it was deep snow, but it never got like, you know, I don't remember it ever being that cold. Just enough we could go outside and play and have fun. And feels like now when we get snow, it's always, you know, negative 30 degrees outside.
Going down to Chapel Hill, sledding, snowboarding. Tempting to snowboard.
Getting that Thunderbird stuck. Did that a couple times.
Yep. The good old days.
Oh, man. Listen, you guys, I mean, I'm trying to think back to when you were in school. I don't remember a ton of weather days, but I know you have a few, but you guys missed out on the good blizzards, man. You know, back in the day, we would get snow and it would be snow. It just seems like the last 10 years, we just haven't really gotten anything of any major. You know, I think there was some ice days, you know, where you didn't want to drive because of the ice, but not like there was 20 foot of snow on the ground. I remember the road that goes to your grandma's house, the north part of that road, where the drifts were so high, you couldn't see a semi on the other side of them because they were so big. And all that open field that's out there, I remember they were so hard, you could walk on the top of them. Those were the good old days of snow.
I'd like to experience it just one time.
Well, you know, you can. All you got to do is go north for a few days. Go up into Minnesota. Go up into Minnesota. They like to have the snow up there. They start early, too. They start in like June. The last trip I took up there, man, it was such late in the year. What, I don't even remember exactly. Hold on, I could probably give you a date. Yeah, it was in October. It was late October when we went up there, and man, I was like, I want to go. I want to be there for the wedding and all that. But man, I was like freaking out about what the weather would be like in the end of October. And we were very fortunate, man, going up there and. And the weather was really, really good. And I mean, it's a little chilly, but not too bad. I'll tell you what, though. Have you guys ever been up to Minnesota? I know you've been to Wisconsin, Chico.
Yeah, I've been to Wisconsin, but always middle summer, July.
Right. But I mean, it is just absolutely gorgeous up through there. I mean, I always pictured Minnesota as just this big flat land, you know, of nothing. But man, it is absolutely beautiful up there and rolling hills. And yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin's kind of the same. It's not all flat. You get a lot of rolling. And I think, that, yeah, the concert we go to is actually on the side of a really big hill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fun times, fun times.
Yeah, good stuff.
For sure. Anything else going on that we need to talk about? Any plugs or promos? Anything coming up we want to talk about?
Oh, this is what, Tuesday?
This is Tuesday. Right. Yep.
Go listen to the Call Guys final episode of the year, of year two.
Year two.
You got 3 hours to spare. Or if you're doing something for 3 hours, you need something in your ears.
There you go.
You can hear me. You can hear the Emperor. You can hear us talk about the Skywalker at some point, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Somewhere in there, I'm sure we did.
Trying to remember what all we talked about. There was so much going on in the, and I was only in half of this episode. So I'm looking forward to listening to the first half. Yeah. Should be fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Nothing.
Nothing? You, Skywalker? Nothing?
I don't think so.
Nothing?
I'm just chilling, man. I'm just here today.
Well, the Emperor was at the house on Saturday helping me build stuff.
It's true. We built a lot of stuff. Tables, chairs, bar.
He held the tape measure, right, Gunner?
Absolutely.
He watched me put together the frame for the... He held stuff. It was like, you know, how the dad or the son holds a flashlight for the dad. He was holding the parts while I was drilling, tapping, all that stuff.
He did everything on the garage floor. You think I'm getting my old ass down there? No. Here, I'll hold the part.
I was fixing his computer last week. And I was like, I need you to hold the flashlight right here.
And I did a damn fine job.
Payback.
Oh, no, we got a bunch of shit done over there and got, like you said, the tables and stuff done. And we ended up, I had Friday off, but we ended up in Fort Wayne, me and your mom, just kind of hanging out for the day. That was a good time. She had the day off on Friday, too, so it was fun just to go hang out with her and drive around and do a little shopping. And she found some Bigfoot stuff. She was all excited, so. You know, her and her Bigfoot now. Turtles and then Minions, and now it's...
Scooby-Doo was in there somewhere.
Somewhere Scooby-Doo was in there, but now it's all about Bigfoot. And Dash Hounds.
Oh, yeah, Dachshunds. Can't forget
Dachshunds. Dachshunds. Wiener Dogs. It's all about Wiener Dogs. Everything's about Wiener Dogs. Which, yeah, I started my morning off by getting a video from Chico...
Yep.
Where Ozzy had pooped in his basement floor, which I don't even understand because he was outside like 189 times.
Yeah, I went down there to work out at 4 a.m. and I was like, huh, Ozzy was down here. And you know it's Ozzy, not Penny.
Oh, yeah.
The size is... that'll tell you exactly who did it.
Like I said, I don't even understand it. I don't even know why he did it. Stupid.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm used to it. Penny does it all the time. Penny gets mad at us. She goes downstairs.
Goes downstairs and poops.
Yep. Takes a dump. Comes back up like she did nothing.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I scolded him for it this morning, and he was like, give me the sad eyes. I didn't know what else to do.
All good.
All right, guys. I'm here. Let's get into what we're going to talk about today. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Why not?
All right.
All right. Located at 1837 South Bend Avenue, South Bend, Indiana, 46637, is Okasan Ramen and Boba Tea. So... as all of you lovely listeners know, we have been looking for a decent bowl of ramen since we got back from Japan. And I think we might have actually found it. So
this is the spot, huh?
This one's pretty good, you guys. We went up a few weeks ago with Nick and Amanda and Miss Sora.
Miss Sora went along.
Yeah, Aspen was gone for the night, so we... booked it up to South Bend to go get some food. Ended up here. We ordered the plum honey potatoes. So they're like, it's kind of like a sweet potato fry, but really thick cut. We got Sora the Okasan chicken cutlet. And then Jess and I both got the tonkatsu ramen. Very, very good. Those plum honey potatoes. I'm not big on like really sweet potatoes, but they were super good. They put like a powdered sugar on them, like a plum powdered sugar. They were really interesting. Chicken cutlet was nice and thin and super crispy. The tonkatsu ramen, man. It didn't have a spice to it like the place in Warsaw. Oh, I'm drawing a blank. It's not coming to me.
Didn't we talk about this place?
Yeah, we did. It's been a hot minute. It didn't have that spice to it, so it was it was really easy to take in. The portion sizes are really good for the ramen. Enough that we went back a few weeks later with Aspen and got the plum honey potatoes, the Korean spicy chicken wings.
Oh.
And then three bowls of tonkatsu ramen.
Okuroji?
It was Okuroji, yep. The Korean spicy chicken wings, holy hell, they were hot.
Hot.
You know when Jess is sweating while eating them that they're a little spicy. I've also had their gyoza, which were really, really good. So yeah, guys, there it is. I mean, you know, quick, easy. Okusan. Man, my brain today is just not running. Okusan ramen and boba tea.
I would definitely try that spicy miso ramen. That looks really good. Or spicy chicken miso. That sounds really good.
I think Amanda had the Okusan ramen, which has the tempura on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say Nick had the chicken shoyu ramen, but I don't remember for sure.
Nobody's tried the seafood, what is that, udon noodle soup?
Udon.
Mussel, shrimp, squid, fish cakes, vegetables.
I'm not that big on seafood, man.
Oh, that just, I mean, I'm telling you, I would dive right into that. Mussels, shrimp, and squid. Hell yeah, bring it.
Yeah, a nice restaurant.
It's not bad. It's a little small. You're what, maybe two blocks off the Notre Dame campus, so you want to try to get there a little bit earlier. The first time we went, it was packed. But I mean, it's in the little shopping plaza. I just had it up. Campus shops. So, I mean, you are, you know, a block or two blocks off from the Notre Dame campus while you're up there.
Nice.
Yeah, man. I mean, the tonkatsu ramen is really, really good. It's got really good flavor. The pork belly is cooked really well. It's not super dry. And I think this might be the place around here. If you want a decent bowl of ramen, you'd have to go check this place out.
Okay, I'm in. I'm sure the Emperor wants to try some ramen.
I mean, we've talked about this. I mean, you know, you guys keep talking about ramen, and I keep thinking about the little packets I get for 59 cents. And I'm like, why are you guys so excited about that? I mean, but obviously not the same stuff, but I definitely want to try some actual ramen. If you say this is as close to Japan as you've gotten so far.
Yeah, I know. I think Warsaw has another place. Is it, I think it's Three Kings Coffee does ramen too. That looks really good, but I haven't tried it yet.
I think I did see that. Yeah, I think it was one day last week where I was, we were waiting on stuff to be delivered, and I was kind of looking for something for lunch. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll do something different. And I was kind of leaping through a couple different, you know, like Google restaurants or whatever in the area. And I think I ran across that. There's a lot of little restaurants nobody knows about in Warsaw. You know, it's kind of tucked away. I'm sure a lot of people know about them, but yeah, that I don't know about.
Yeah.
So if you know of one of those and you listen to Golden Image Podcast, you know, that little tuck away place that nobody ever talks about, hit us up, goldenmojoent@gmail.com. I'd love to hear about some.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can, if you Google Okusan Ramen, you can find the menu at clover.com. So they've got pictures of most of their stuff up there, and I'm just sitting here looking at this Tonkatsu ramen thinking I might have to go back this weekend.
he's not even waiting for the weekend. He'll be up there by Wednesday.
I might. It looks good. Looks good, man. That's a good hearty meal. Fill you up, not make you feel like absolute garbage.
Nothing wrong with that.
The important thing.
That's it. It's very important. Well, speaking of little shops in Warsaw that nobody knows anything about, my plan was, is I want to get up to the Flipping Cow up in Elkhart. And that was the plan on Saturday, is to put some things together, then run up there. And I didn't realize that it's 45 minutes away from Chico's house. So we decided to jump back on the old Google restaurants and the To Go Casiasco Facebook page. And we found, Chico, what did we find?
Lady Apsara. Vietnamese and Cambodian street food.
Yes. Authentic.
Yes. We wanted to try something a little different.
Absolutely. We were kind of like, we're kind of tired of doing pizza and you know, stuff like that. And it's like, let's do something different. So we found this place. Actually, it had been on my radar for a month or so because I seen it come up in that To Go Casiasco Facebook page. And I'm like, wow, that stuff looks really, really good. And so when I was leaping through, I'd forgotten about it, and I saw it, and I said something to, you know, the group. I'm like, how about this place? And everybody was on board. So we did do the Saturday specials, and I'll cover mine. I'm not sure exactly what Sarah got, but
I don't even see them on the menu.
Well, did she get one of the, I know what she got. Hold on. So anyways, hold on. Let's take a step back. This is located at 2043 North Detroit Street in Warsaw, Indiana, 46580. You can give them a call. This is pretty much a takeout place. They have a very small, it's a house. It's a converted house. So you walk in the front door and you walk in basically a very small living room area where they have a few tables set up. And then you go into the next room where they have where your pickup and all that. So they actually just kind of lean real heavy on takeout. So you can give them a call, 574-505-4961. Obviously, we did the specials. I did the Buddha shrimp noodles with chicken. The rocker chick did the New Year noodles with two large shrimp egg rolls. Sarah did the golden pork noodles. And Chico did
Vietnamese beef pho.
Pho.
Yes.
And then we argued about how to pronounce it for 10 minutes.
It's Mackinac.
I have heard it pronounced pho every time somebody's talked about it. Bowl of pho, bowl of pho, bowl of pho. That's what I'm going with, and I'm assuming it's right, so.
I'm not going to argue with you because I have no idea. I was just giving it the whole hard time because it starts with it's P-H-O. And so I just had to give him a hard time about, you know, it starts with a P.
And then he said, like, phone. And I said, no, the phone, the O in phone sounds like O because there's an E at the end of phone.
This is what you get when you say Mackinac wrong, you know, one time or a whole episode or two episodes, actually, if you listen to the other side. It's all good. Anyways, I'm telling you right now, I ate the whole damn thing. My portion, I ate it all. It started off a little hot, you know, because of the sauce they put on the top of it. But once you kind of got below that, things started cooling down a little bit, got into some of those noodles and you know, that chicken. Oh, yeah. I almost licked the plate clean on that deal. So I really enjoyed that. I did have a little bit of the Rocker Chicks New Year noodles. So I thought those were good. I thought they were flavored really well. I didn't get much more
hers,
than just
hers
one
was
bite.
Spice. Hers was spicier than yours, though. You said yours had a lot of spice, and I ate hers, and I was like, dang, that's spicy.
And then I had a bite of it, and I'm like, I don't get the spice out of that. Probably because I already burnt my mouth. You know, I'd already spiced out my mouth with mine. But
yeah.
Gunner, what was your take on yours?
Well, I was fully expecting it just to come in a bowl all put together, but it came in a Chinese soup container with all the broth and seasoning and everything. And then the bowl came with all the fixings. So everything wasn't soggy when I got home. I was able to pour it all in there. It was fresh. It was good. Very floral. It had a lot of stuff in it. It has herbs, basil, bean sprouts, onions, scallions, lime, cilantro, and garlic. The beef was really tender. I'm a big fan of bean sprouts. I used to get them on salads in college all the time. I really like bean sprouts. Those were good. Cilantro, there was a lot of cilantro in there, which I'm assuming the Emperor, I think, had like a sip of the broth or some noodles, and I don't think he would have liked it with all the cilantro. The only thing I didn't like were the beef meatballs that were in there. And they were just a little odd. Not your typical meatball. They were pretty much a really compact hunk of weird beef.
I had a little taste of the noodles that were in there. When he says floral, he means floral. It tasted very, I don't even know how to explain it. I don't know that I would have enjoyed that. A whole bowl of that or whatever. Maybe a couple bites. I would, you know, you kind of get used to that, that flavor, but, I probably would not order the pho. Am I saying it right? Pho. See, I did it wrong. Pho. I probably myself would not order that again. What he had. I definitely would order what I had, 'cause I really, really liked it. So I mean,
just the pictures of their food on their website.
Yeah.
It just looks delicious. And it really was. It was so good.
Absolutely.
Mom had chicken on a stick. We know everybody loves chicken on a stick.
Chicken on a stick.
We used to, what do we call it? Rat on a stick.
Yeah, that's what you looked at her and said, oh, there's your rat on a stick. And your mom looked like, what?
I thought we always called it that from Peking when we got it, or even like a
it's the buffets. Buffet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Buffets always have a rat on a stick.
See, that's what I need to talk your mom into doing, is going back over to the old King's Buffet in Plymouth one of these days.
No. Oriental.
Oriental in Columbia City?
Yes.
I like Oriental, but I mean, I'm just saying that I heard that new people took over the one in Plymouth and they made it 10 times better.
Huh? Last time we were there, it wasn't very good.
How long ago has that been? It's been over a year.
It's probably been just under a year.
So I think they told me these people just came in a few months ago and took it over and actually did a really great job of kind of getting things put back together. But I haven't been there. We never went.
We live in Plymouth. We never went because Sarah hates Chinese buffets.
Right. I think they scare her a little bit.
They do.
They scare me. Last time we ate there, Sora got sick. All over me. That was the last time I've been in a buffet, really.
No, the buffets that really should scare you are the ones at the strip club. I don't care what they say. I know they're only $5.99, but I wouldn't eat at them.
Unlimited crab legs for $5.99.
At the strip club?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Bring it on.
Sewer crabs.
Can't go wrong with those. But I'm serious, man. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, we both liked it.
Everything was good.
Yeah, absolutely. So even the rocker chick ate all of hers. That never happens. Never.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was very surprised.
Yeah.
Especially with it being that spicy. I was like, she ate all.
She did. She enjoyed it. So once again, say the name, Gunner, because I'll never get it right.
Lady Absara. Takeout. Cambodian Vietnamese street feud.
Yeah. 2043 North Detroit Street, Warsaw, Indiana, 46580. And like I said, they pretty much cater to takeout. I don't think it's not a set down restaurant. So
call in or order online.
Yep. 574-505-4961. There you go. So a lot of, I don't know how do you want to say this?
Asian themed food.
Asian themed. I was gonna go Asian. I wasn't sure I was quite right there, but yeah. Asian themed food this week.
Lady Absara's really only been open for what? Since when we decide November, 6 months?
6 months.
So they're relatively new, and when we were in there, there were at least two people that came in that have been in there. They knew them by name when they came in the door. So
true.
And it's relatively cheap too. It's not super expensive. So
right. And the portions were decent. I mean, they weren't like, you know, huge. Or yours was actually relatively big, but
yeah, the bowl of fuzz are usually a bigger bowl. So it's a lot of broth though.
But I wasn't like dissatisfied with the size of mine. I mean, I was full for sure. So there you go.
Definitely recommend it.
Absolutely. Go check it out.
Colton, when you're out getting lunch.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah. Go check it out.
He likes Asian food like that. So
I wonder if he's been there.
I doubt it. I don't know. Colton, let us know.
Yep.
goldmojoent@gmail.com.
There you have it. Skywalker's in depth into something there. Are you looking over the menu real quick here? Or what are you doing?
I am. It does look really good. Looks really good.
You ever had pho?
I've never had pho.
It's pretty much ramen.
I was up in Detroit for a conference for work, and they brought in Vietnamese one day, and it made me so sick. And I haven't had a want to go and try it again. There's nothing like being, you know, 6 hours from home and stuck in a hotel room, sick out of your stomach. And
been there, done that.
Yeah.
Loaded a truck one winter before I went out to Pennsylvania that same day in the snow and freezing rain. By the time I got to Pennsylvania, I was so sick. I had to go and get some Aleve cold and sinus just to fight it the whole time I was there. It was so bad. Don't recommend that to anybody.
Not a good time.
No. Ever been sick on the road, Emperor?
I'm just thinking one of the last times I was in Kansas City, maybe not the last time, the time before, we ended up doing Jack Stack and it just didn't sit. I mean, I love Jack Stack, and it's never really done me wrong except this one time. And I remember being on the toilet most of the night, the night before going to the game. So luckily, I kind of leveled out before I got to the stadium. But yeah, I know what it's like to be ill when you're so far away, and you're hoping you have enough medicine in your bag to get you through what you need to get through, whether it be a Aleve or Tums or Pepto or just ibuprofen. You're just always hoping you packed what you need to get through.
That's
so.
Why it's a good thing there's a Walmart within about 30 minutes of literally anywhere you ever are.
Or even better yet, a Dollar General.
That's true. Possibly a Walgreens.
Possibly, yeah.
And a McDonald's. You can't forget there's always going to be a McDonald's.
That's right. Right next to the Walgreens. Unbelievable. But yeah, I know what it's like to be on the road and being sick. It's not fun. I think I can go. I can take you back to my childhood of being in with my grandfather on his semi, and I got chicken pox along the way somewhere. Mm-hmm. And you talk about being laid up in a bunk for a couple of days while we made the rounds until I could get back. But yeah, I think it was chicken pox I ended up with. I don't remember. It's been a long time ago, but I think it's what it was. But yeah, not much fun being sick on the road, but especially in Detroit. Good God, I must have been the water. I wouldn't blame the Vietnamese food guy there. I'd blame the water. Were you in Flint?
No, we weren't in Flint. We were in Troy. Troy for that, which is kind of the
like a suburb,
northern side of Detroit.
I think the worst part of mine was that I was sick, but at the same time, I was driving in the snow in the mountains on the way home, and it was coming down, and it made my 10-hour drive like 13 or 14 hours.
Was that the solo trip you took out there?
Yep.
You couldn't even pawn off, hey man, you want to drive for a while?
Nope. And I was in a minivan, and that snow was like probably 8 to 10 inches deep. I wasn't stopping.
Got to keep on keeping on.
I die today.
Oh, man.
Semis off left and right. I'm just.
Yeah. Straight ahead. Forward. That's all you can do. All right, guys. Good job. I'm glad everybody had an enjoyable Asian food experience.
Yeah, me too.
I'm ready to do it again. I'd do it again in a heartbeat. So good. Unfortunately, I'd probably order the same thing since I liked it so much. So
there's so much other stuff on there that looks so good. We should have grabbed a menu while we were there.
Should have, could have, would have. I do believe they are on Facebook. You can get them at Facebook. But they're also on for those that are local to us. That is that To Go Kosciuszko. They're always putting stuff up on there, so you can go check that out too. But lots of pictures on their Facebook of the food and stuff. The menu is a little different on their website. I mean, you can order on their website, but you got to actually go into order to kind of see everything that's on their menu. What's your ramen place up there, Sky?
Okasan.
Their menu is huge. It's all right there on their website. So, or on the Clover website.
The Clover, yep.
Yep.
Man, so just looking at this food makes me want to eat it again.
It's a lot like that sandwich at Granite City, man. I fucking dreamed about that sandwich. I need to get back up and get another one of those. I did Penn Station with your mom on Friday because she's been jonesing for Penn Station. Those fries. Oh, those fries. Remind me never to order fries when your mom orders a large fry, because there is plenty for seven people. Terrible.
Yep.
All right, guys. Let's get out of here. What do you say?
Yeah.
All right. Gunner's going to bed. Skyler's going to play with his bracket. He's going to go to bed.
Oh, I got to do my bracket too, actually.
I'll do mine tomorrow at some point.
See how many more people join the
Fall
Guys March Madness bracket, which by the time this airs, probably won't be available.
It should be available. You should be able to get into it by Thursday morning. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you listen to this and you want to be a part of it, email thecallguyspodcast@gmail.com.
Or go to their Facebook page. They have a big post on there. Yep. Everything's right there. So if you want to play in the bracket with the big boys.
Yeah. Bunch of guys that know nothing about
college. I got nothing. I got nothing. I mean, I don't either. Everything's kind of a crapshoot.
Like Golden said, you don't need to know anything.
I know experts who fucking blow their bracket out in the first Thursday and Friday.
Yep.
I have a memory come up on my Facebook today. Somebody sent me, it's like every bracket in the madness, and it's just a big dumpster fire. All right, guys, thank you for listening to Golden Image Podcast. We so much appreciate you guys tuning us in every couple weeks when we get on here and talk about some of the crazy ass adventures that we go on. We thank you so much. And we'd love to hear from you if you got some place that you think we need to go check out. I know John Lyons keeps telling me I need to get to the Flippin' Cow. So Flippin' Cow is on my list to get to. So
we need to get up to Generations so we can review it with Skylar for Lorena from work also.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, let's do this thing.
Yeah, it's a good time.
All right.
Go play I'm some all laser about tag. It.
Oh, my God. Will I be exhausted?
Yeah, you're going to sweat out 10 pounds.
Oh, good. I could lose 10 pounds.
And that's only a 15-minute game. That's not even like combat ops where you're playing for an hour at a time.
Ugh. Okay. Well, we're going to go check this place out. Hit the Flippin' Cow on the way out. And that's what we're going to do on some one of these Saturdays coming up. So, yeah. But, I mean, if you guys know something we should go check out, let us know. GoldenMojoENT@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Go check out our Facebook. Go check out our website at GoldenMojoENT.com. You can find all of your merch for all of the podcasts in the Empire, which include the Call Guys, United States of Paranormal, Indiana Chiefs fans, Golden 80s, A Court of Books and Booze, and Murder Nerds. All the backlogs for the last two, they're out there. You know, Court of Books and Booze has taken on some serious traction these days. They're tearing up the charts. All it's kinds weird. Of downloads.
It's weird, man. I don't get people.
You want your podcast to go through the roof? Stop doing it.
Stop doing it. Come back in a year.
There you go.
Or 6 months.
I'm just waiting for, hey, we read this book we want to review. Okay. Do your thing. You guys got your own setup. Just get it done.
No, I tore it down.
Tore it down.
All right, guys. We're out. We will see you again in a couple weeks. All right. Later.
Golden Image.
Oh, I finally got a crap this game.
Rock on!